Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we always are so encouraged to be able to meet with you. We just consider us all part of a tribe,
really, right?
A community right here, VFNKB tribe, right?
Tribe.
Joining together. The me thing's gone. It's time for us to be the we.
We are better together. So we need you, you need us, and together as we work, let's do it together.
That sounds pretty good.
Yay.
Well, I'm telling you, if you got to find out some tools, you need to go to VFNKB.com to find out something that's going to encourage you, inspire you. I don't care if you're an educator. I don't care if you're an entertainer. I don't care if you're somebody in the news business. I don't care if you're actually a mother, a father, I don't even, a business person.
Of course.
A minister. We have so many things to inspire you at VFNKB.com. Make sure you go there, right?
And not just your business, but also you as an individual and your organization. Listen, we have so many seminars and programs available and training courses, even coaching. You don't want to miss any of it because we want to help you go into deeper levels of success. Believe it or not, God is interested in your success, and we are too.
And listen, if you just contact us, go to VFNKB.com. Find out more about us. Get a contact area right there. Go to our community. You can actually communicate and comment there as well. You can see how right here on the screen how to contact us. But let's go together. All, yes, we're around the world. We have people, you know, in the tribe from everywhere. We're excited about you. Even in Tasmania, Australia. Mm. Give a big shout out to Tasmania.
Down under.
Down under. I know we messed it up. But hey, you know, matey, right?
Yeah.
No, matey. It's mate. Mate. Yes.
That's what they told us, mate.
Hey, we're trying. Listen, Vice President Pence went on behalf of the American folks to Israel to speak at their government place there. It's called the Knesset, but it's a government place where all their Congress and Parliament comes together. And a lot of people call it Knesset, but nobody really knows what that is.
Right.
They're not part of there. And it's, imagine this is their full government. And so Vice President Mike Pence is going to speak on behalf of America, how we stand with Israel. We stand with the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. But he also goes to the Holocaust Museum. He goes to the Western Wall of Praise. He signs the register talking about how he blesses Israel and blesses the state of Israel. And he talks about moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the capital of Israel.
The eternal capital
of Israel, Jerusalem. So exciting. Let's go meet him there. This is Vice President Pence at the Knesset in Israel.
The miracle of Israel is an inspiration to the world.
Thanks to the President's leadership, the alliance between our two countries has never been stronger. America stands with Israel. We stand with Israel because your cause is our cause. Your values are our values, and your fight is our fight. 70 years ago, the United States was proud to be the first nation in the world to recognize the state of Israel. The work we began on that day was left unfinished. But just last month, President Donald Trump made history. He righted a 70-year wrong. He kept his word to the American people when he announced that the United States of America will finally acknowledge Jerusalem is Israel's capital. In the weeks ahead, our administration will advance its plan to open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. And that United States Embassy will open before the end of next year. By finally recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the United States has chosen fact over fiction. And fact is the only true foundation for a just and lasting peace. I say from my heart, may God bless the Jewish people. May God bless the state of Israel and all who call these lands their home. And may God continue to bless the United States of America.
This is so exciting. Oh my goodness. I mean, you're looking at friends being friends openly, publicly again. And understand this. God created the universe and everything in it. Everything. Created you, everything that you see. And Israel is the apple of his eye. He loves you. Mm. He loves Israel. And he tells his story about Israel and about us and about the world creation through Israel. And he says, whoever blesses Israel, I'll bless. And whoever curses Israel, curse. Do you remember the last administration? And this is, they were,
we have come a long, long way.
I just want you to take a look at what the last administration, how they, the grimace on our former president's face. Every time we talked about Israel, every time we looked at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this is how important this day is. It's a major day. Take a look back at what it used to be, because you just saw what it is. God has had a major breakthrough in less than 12 months this has taken place. But let's just glance back 60 seconds. We call it Angry Birds. This is what former president looked like when he was looking at every time he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, even poking him in his chest.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Let's just look back to remember.
You know, you said the other day to Jeffrey Goldberg in an interview that you plan to be around 20 years from now. Yeah. Therefore, you'll feel responsible if Iran gets nuclear by then. And I just realized perhaps you plan to be many years more around, if only to postpone the moment that Bibi comes speak at the funeral.
That was one of my better jokes.
You enjoyed the punch, did you?
That was a good joke.
You know, can we skip the part in which you tell me there's nothing personal between you two?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. When I'm with Bibi, we have good conversations. They're tough. They're forceful. We disagree. But I enjoy jousting with him.
Did you enjoy the meeting? You remember the meeting 4 years ago here at the White House when he took the time to speak about some chapters in Jewish history? I could see your jaws locked.
Oh, no. I think I was probably just hungry and waiting for lunch. There's no doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu and I come from different political traditions and have different orientations.
Do you see how powerful this is? Mm. Now we have a vice president and a president saying the total bipolar opposite. But, you know, Jesus told us, he says very specifically, that in the last days people will say yes is no, no is yes, evil is good, evil is bad. This is good. This is right to be in right relationship with Israel, to bless them, to bless as many people as you can, not to be partners with the adversary of the apple of God's eye. God's going to bless America and bless your nation too if your leader stands up for Israel. It's just how God does
it. Beautiful.
The apple of his eye. And listen, comment below, let us know, call us, email us. We want to hear from you. You're part of our tribe. This is a conversation. We're talking about, you know, what God is doing, but we want to hear what's on your heart. And this is exciting about how God is touching our leaders to bless America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.